This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 31st of August means we're 15 days away from Big Iron. Ha, ha, ha! Can hardly wait! Open air, feels a little like normal. Can't beat that. Big Iron is 15 days away, and High Plains Apache wants to invite you there onto the Red River Valley Fairgrounds for the 2020 Big Iron event. The biggest and best in farm machinery and technology to help today's growers. Top equipment, and High Plains Apache will have some of those Apache sprayers and other displays there. The 2021 will be there as well. There you go. HighPlainsApache.com if you can't wait. Otherwise, mark it down on the calendar and join the fun. Senator Kevin Cramer is here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Friday, he was at the White House. Thursday, actually, at the White House. So had a travel day on Friday back. And we bumped the Talk Radio Town Hall back to this hour. So any questions, any comments are welcome. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. Good morning, Senator Cramer. Oh, we don't have him yet. Okay. All right. Thought he was on and ready to go. He must have been unavoidably detained here. Let's see. Let's get Bill in Fargo here while we're waiting. Bill, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, good morning. Thanks for playing that interview you had with Dr. Birx. But and I know you like that anecdotal story of hers about the hairstylist. But, you know, a couple of things that I point out, you know, so the woman of science, she asked a very good question. The best that the woman of science could do was come up with an anecdote which has tons of holes in it. There's no evidence that the mask actually prevented anything. A correlation does not mean causation. That's the first thing you learn in science. I mean, I drink coffee every morning and the sun comes up. So does my drinking coffee make the sun come up?
You know, somebody texted me something, some similar skepticism, Bill, and they said that was an anecdotal example she gave you, and we have plenty of anecdotal examples of
hydroxychloroquine.
Thank you. Yeah, hydroxychloroquine, the one I can't say. And of course, you know, governors were having a fit over it. So,
I was a little disappointed. I thought she would have something a little bit more concrete than that. But you asked a very good question, very direct and to the point.
Appreciate it, Bill.
She comes up with an anecdote.
Thank you for that. Right. Appreciate it. Had a lot of compliments actually on the interview. Some folks saying they thought the North Dakota fresh air was giving her some common sense. So I hope so. I tell you what, though, underlying everything, there is some really good news. I mean, when you look at the path on the vaccine, when you look at the therapies, when you look at this testing, to have a $5 test that doesn't require a machine, and again, all of that happened because the Trump administration said, let's go. Okay, Senator Kevin Cramer is here. I give you a beautiful introduction, so you're just going to have to trust me on that. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. I've been enjoying listening. This is good. It illustrates, Scotty, for me anyway, the point of the lack of sort of pushback. And I know there's been some, but bullies, bullies on one side have largely diminished anybody who dares challenge status quo with a little common sense. And of course, the greatest, place for that to happen is a place like North Dakota. Like I always say, if more Washingtonians came to North Dakota, Washington would be a better city. Not because they left, but because they'd go back with a little bit of that common sense. But you're hardly even allowed anymore to challenge government at any level. And that's, to me, it's the most frightening outcome of what we're going through. It isn't the disease nearly as bad as it is the sort of the government, takeover, if you will, of human life.
Well, isn't that exactly, Devin, you just described why Donald Trump is so hated? by elected people of both parties. I mean, you got Never Trumpers, you got Republicans, the Lincoln Project against them, you got, of course, the Democrats, the liberals, Black Lives Matter. I mean, he's hated because he doesn't do what you just suggested you're supposed to do. Just take the answer and shut up, right?
There's no question about it. And it's even worse among the bureaucracy, which basically the Never Trumpers have become part of. And there are still plenty of people, Scotty, as you and I have discussed many times, there are still many people, both Republicans and Democrats, who are in love with the bureaucracy, partly because they're lazy, frankly. It's not that they necessarily agree with everything. They just sort of, it's easier to pass a bill that's sort of a high-level concept and let the bureaucracy create all the rules and then enforce all the rules and create the traditions. And I could, you know, as you know, I'm probably going to write a book on this topic. I have four cases right now where I've been fighting the Department of Justice on behalf of the state of North Dakota, where when you get below, you know, a notch below Bill Barr, you wouldn't know that we won an election. You would think that the, you know, that Barack Obama is still the president and that, you know, Sally Yates is still the acting attorney general. I mean, it's really quite disturbing. But it's also why he has to win another term, because I think, Scott, a couple of things that people should be encouraged about, and you didn't ask, but here we go. First of all, Donald Trump is looking more and more like he's going to win, and I think Democrats are more and more concerned about it than they were 2 weeks ago, because Donald Trump had two of the best weeks politically this year during the Democratic and Republican national conventions. Secondly, when he does win, we have the running start that he didn't have. Clearly, even he did not anticipate the resistance movement when he became president. And the first couple of years were brutal. Not to mention, by year three, they were doing an impeachment. You know, year four, we were in a trial. I mean, that's how silly it is. But anyway, he stood up to it. But here's my final point before we go on to whatever you want to talk about. The conventions, I think, helped a lot of people get much more comfortable with speaking out. The president himself often refers to the silent majority as the thing that's going to win this election for him. And I may not disagree with that, but it concerns me greatly, because there is nothing noble about silence in a free society. And so when the bullies are the only people making noise, the good people ultimately become the minority, even if they're in the majority for an election or so. And so it's really critical that we conservatives and we people with common sense that come from middle America stand up to these bullies. And whether these bullies are Black Lives Matter or the NBA or, you know, Major League Baseball, by the way, I've removed all my sports apps from my phone. I will have nothing to do with any of them. There are no leaders left, by the way, in professional sports news, I can tell. So anyway, you can't let them, or the health organizations, you can't let them rule your lives and run your lives. I get that the trial lawyers they're circling like vultures over our schools and our healthcare facilities and our businesses. They can't wait to sue the heck out of you and draw a correlation, whether it's, you know, true or not, so that they can get big settlements. But we have to stand up and speak out. We can't be a silent majority. We need to be a loud majority.
Chris in Dickinson for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I got two unrelated topics to bring up. Number one is the 6% death count from the CDC. And I heard the reply last time with Dr. Burt saying, yeah, 150,000 people died. But if you compare the annual death rate from 1960 on, we're actually at about 700 people less per year dying. Now let's look at the 94% that did die from COVID with other conditions. They had 2.6 other causes or conditions that led to their death. So 94% of people that died from COVID, they had 3.6 conditions that added to their death in addition to COVID. I sent you the table for that from the CDC if you want. But I am furious. If we want to defund anybody, we should be defunding the CDC. They did us no good during this quote-unquote pandemic. It's a joke. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of our tax dollars. I'm irate about it, and it better not happen again. Second part, Senator Cramer, my sister is stationed in Okinawa. Her and her husband are both Marines stationed on base in Okinawa. Their schools are closed on base, but they're open off of base, and therefore she has to get a tutor at $2,000 a month to school our kids at home because neither her or her husband are able to do so. I was wondering, I don't know if you're able to do anything about it or could look into it, but your assistance with that would be greatly appreciated.
Chris, hang on for your answer, and Senator Kramer, if you'd hang on to answer Chris until after the break, we'll give you enough time to be able to address both the question over the CDC, which really is the topic of the day. As if people saw this number, I get a kick out of it. They revised it on the weekend, changed the website, and then, like, I hope nobody notices, I guess, or what? I don't know, but a lot of people did, so it didn't work, and also the situation with schools. So all that coming up as we continue with Senator Kevin Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments welcome at 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know, since 1908, they've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services in Bismarck, but also all throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. They're a Link service contractor, have been since the 90s, and so they can give you cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements so you have one static number on your bottom line. Something breaks down, they replace it or repair it. It's as simple as that, and it helps a lot of folks on the bottom line. Find out more at hatandsons.com or call 234-9889 in Bismarck. H.A. Thompson & Sons.
Your family's been making memories in your childhood home for many years. It's no wonder your parents don't want to leave the home they love. Continuing to live at home is possible when you partner with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Northland Pace makes it possible for your senior loved ones to live at home safely for longer by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more. Start your next chapter by calling Northland Pace. Located throughout North Dakota and online at northlandpace.com.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming live and online fall equipment auctions, including retirement auctions with exceptional lines of quad tracks, Case and John Deere tractors, seeding and harvest equipment, with antique tractors and livestock equipment in Tolna, Lankin, Steele, Hazleton, and Bowman, North Dakota, Baker and Dagmar, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Said, baby, do you ever miss being alone? I said, hell no, I don't.
How hungry are you?
Said, do you really think I'm waiting?
Pretty hungry, huh? You know where you need to go then, don't you? PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA. You know why? Because today at PetroServe USA, some great specials as always, home cooking. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Home cooking. And grab-and-go convenience. And PetroServe USA, you're going to find them You know, Northern Valley now with Valley Dairy Stores as well. Of course, I-94 corridor from Mandan, Bismarck, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, then into Minnesota as well. Dilworth and Moorhead. And don't get any better than that, folks. You just don't get any better than that. Here, let me tell you what today's specials are. You ready? Beef tips and gravy, or scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City, exit 292, okay? Sausage potato in Harwood. Lasagna at Fargo, 12th Avenue North, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, scalloped potatoes and ham. And all their locations have the 4-for-4 deal at PetroServe USA. Okay, Chris and Dickinson for Senator Kevin Cramer. Two-fold question. One, CDC thinks they should be held accountable for doing what they've done now and revising these numbers at the 11th hour. 6% of the cases are of coronavirus deaths. 6% of the 183,000 as they watch that count go all the way up. Pretty amazing. And then also had a question about what we do about schools and the hardships that are coming from schools being closed.
Well, let me go to the Okinawa question first, because that's really that's a tough one, and it's one that I don't know that I can do anything about, but I'm going to do my darndest, because it's the first time I've heard this specific situation. And obviously, our Marines are guests, so to speak, although without us, Japan would have some national security challenges. But our relationship with Japan is a longstanding one, but it's not without its challenges. But that said, you have two Marines, a Marine family, basically, at Okinawa, who no longer can send their kids to school on the base. Now you're forced to have a tutor because they have to go to a Japanese school. That's not okay. That is not okay for the United States of America to have that circumstance for our men and women. While we're grateful that under Donald Trump they've been getting regular raises. In fact, the last 3 years they've gotten the three largest raises in the last 10 years. But $2,000 is way too much, and so we need to figure that out. So I'm going to get on that. I'm a member of the Armed Services Committee. I'll check into it right away today, find out what we can learn, and then see if anything we can do about it. Because the good news is, right now, both the House and the Senate have passed this year's or next year's National Defense Authorization Act, where we've authorized spending for different areas. I don't know that there's anything in there specifically for on-base schools related to COVID, but if not, we'll see what can be done in a conference committee, if at all possible. So we'll look into that right away. And please thank your family members for their service. With regard to the CDC, I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag. So I think we have to always back up, go back 6 months or so before we knew what we know today, right? Scott, we didn't know very much about the disease. We didn't know how devastating it may be or how devastating it may not be. We didn't know about treatments. All of that's changed over the last 6 months. So 6 months ago, it's understandable that the CDC and others took the most extreme measures and reported things in the most extreme ways. I'm not certain about things that we're more certain about today. And likewise, shouldn't be that shocking that now that we do know much more, that we have much more data, that there would be revisions. Now, this is a pretty dramatic revision, no question, but I don't think it's a shocking revision. At least it's not to me, because for a long time I've been very frustrated by the fact that healthcare facilities have actually been, incentivized to have COVID deaths versus other kinds of deaths. I mean, you would have thought over the last 6 months that every other disease in the country has been wiped out, including, you know, getting hit by a bus. Because if you get hit by a bus with COVID, you've died of COVID. That being corrected is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. To the caller's point, I think I agree. The cost was not worth what we got out of it in terms of what we did early on. But again, absent more and better information, maybe some of the actions were okay. I always thought it was over the top, but we have no reason anymore to be this scared. We really do not. I mean, the treatments are much better. You're seeing a much lower mortality rate. You're seeing better data. Like I said, data corrections, I think we need to get everybody on the same page on that. But we also have to do a few other things, and that is allow opposite views to have equal footing, or at least equal opportunity on our airwaves, because much of the fear is driven not so much or nearly as much by the healthcare community or the scientific community as it is by our media, who wants us to fail.
Most important thing I think I heard you say in that is, I'll paraphrase, but, you know, we are where we are, so let's not spend a lot of time on how we got there. But there's no doubt with now 6% of the reported 180,000-plus coronavirus deaths being actually of coronavirus, there's no possible argument for keeping the amount of restrictions in place. I mean, schools are a mess still. I mean, yeah, they're back, but it's 2 days on, 2 days off. There's all kinds of, you know, things there. I mean, commerce is impacted. Livelihoods are impacted. People are out of jobs. People aren't flying. I mean, it's time to now say, okay, that's the number. Okay, now let's stage the mitigation based on that number, isn't it? I mean, that's what should change radically.
You're exactly right, Scott. You're exactly right. But this is what I'm afraid of, and I'm not one who, you know, is afraid easily. As I often tell you, and as I often quote in my interviews, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Those three things in combination add up to common sense, a sound mind, compassion, the power of what we are as Americans with our healthcare system, our information system, our, you know, our logistics systems. We can battle this thing without giving up our entire economy, not to mention just the harm we've done to individuals' mental health. But we do have to, this is why liability reform is so important, Scotty. We do have to do something about the vultures disguised as lawyers that can't wait to sue your school, your college, your university, your healthcare facility, your hospitals, your clinics, your businesses. Anybody that does everything perfectly, but somebody ends up with COVID-19 is going to be subject to a lawsuit. And this is what Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer fear more than anything. And this is what they're resisting more than anything. It's why they will not negotiate. They can't wait for their best friends in the trial lawyer world to get a bonanza out of this thing. So that there is that to fear. But what I do fear more than that, though, is the impact on people's mental health, their our culture, our society in general, the afraid moms and children out there. Children. I mean, my goodness, Scotty, they're intentionally scaring children. And it frustrates me to no end. The idea that somehow you can go to school 2 days a week because those are what are you saying? That those are the only 2 days COVID spreads? But if you're not there the other three, we can play a football game or a soccer game, but there can't be fans in the stands. I mean, it's so irrational, but yet you're not allowed to question it, evidently. And so you've got a lot of scared people making a lot of sort of silly policy. And you're right. It's time to better inform them, allow all the views to come out, and help people feel better about all of this and about our future.
Chris, thanks for the call. More welcome. Here's a texter. I want to comment on Senator Kramer's action to remove all professional sports apps from his phone. I just want to give a shout-out to professional rodeo. It's the only sport I've seen where they still pray before every event and honor our country's flag as well as the flag of other countries. CRCA has an app, and in my opinion, it's the most patriotic professional sport. All right.
Yep.
Thank you for that.
CDR included. CDR included.
There we go. More after this on What's On Your
Jeff
Mind.
Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down. We learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An active Atlantic tropical storm and hurricane season continues. The National Hurricane Center now saying it's watching a low-pressure system that is currently near Wilmington, North Carolina. And hurricane specialist Eric Blake says it has a very good chance of becoming at least a cyclone within the next 2 days.
Right now it's expected to stay offshore, but we're still monitoring it to make sure that it stays off the North Carolina Outer Banks.
The coronavirus has now infected more than 25 million people worldwide, and the U.S. is closing in on 6 million cases. The U.S. reporting more than 47,000 new cases yesterday and nearly 1,000 more deaths, bringing the nationwide total to more than 183,000 fatalities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah, babe. Let me tell you a little secret here. All right, the little secret is if you want to get a question for Senator Kramer or any of our guests, or have a comment about anything, the secret passageway is the Oasis Petroleum Hotline, because it's answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whenever you think of it, you can call 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. You leave a question, comment. You want to celebrate somebody that has that Be the Buffalo spirit like they do at Oasis Petroleum, that'd be a great way to go, too. 855-200-1776. All right, so are you okay with adding an app back for the PRCA rodeo?
PRCA and PVR.
PVR.
Yeah, these are exactly right. I'll add those back. But I took off for it. I'll just let you know, ESPN, Yahoo Sports, Fox Sports, Major League Baseball, Philadelphia Eagles, Minnesota Vikings, not interested until some leaders stand up to the bullies, unless they believe the same things. And if they all believe exactly the same way, then, you know, fine. But that's good to know, too.
How could they be so dumb as to let politics, you know, enter into it? It makes no sense at all. There's just no upside in that. I mean, you're going to make, a part of your fan base upset, and it's dumb. And again, BLM is nothing if not a political organization.
Oh my gosh, 1,000%.
I mean,
it's Marxist. I mean, I know that you're not supposed to say that, except that they do. You know, other than that's what they are. That's exactly what they are. So no, it's really awful, and the owners have knuckled under. And see, here's the thing, Scott. Here's my fundamental premise about the whole thing. They talk about privilege. Except if you can find a class of Americans more privileged than people who get paid millions of dollars to play a game, I'd like to know who they might be. I'd like to know who's more privileged than somebody who gets paid millions of dollars to play a game. That, in my mind, the response to that is, thank you, God, thank you, America. But now, if you think that North Korea or Iran would be a great place to be a professional athlete, go for it. Trash America, go for it. But if you think that becoming a millionaire playing a game is a pretty good gig, then just thank you. Thank every soldier. Thank every cop that you walk by coming out of that stadium who's going to protect you, even though you're going to basically give them the middle finger by kneeling during the national anthem, which, by the way, makes zero sense. Let's not forget that, too. It's like, I think I'll, you know, it's sort of like saying, I think I'll stop eating beef because I don't like chicken. I mean, at least get your causes straight. If, you know, use a little brain power. Anyway, so that's my bottom line premise. I worry a lot about it, and if that's the way the culture is going, I'm not going to participate.
How was the White House, by the way, on Thursday night? I mean, that was an epic event, really. I mean, the way it was staged, what was said, the whole week was really incredible. It was really incredible. Every day it was like, what do you play back there's so much to choose from, and I love the real stories and everything else. But of course, it ends with the president and the fireworks, and you were there along with a handful of other senators for the event, a relatively small group of people in person. What was it like?
Well, it was sort of wonderful, actually. And, we participated earlier in the day in other events with friends and, with the Trump family and some of my closer cabinet official friends. And of course, as you've noticed probably in one of my posts with Mike Lindell and Kendra, his friend, and Chris and I shared a ride together from the Trump Hotel over to the White House. We had a wonderful, it was a beautiful evening, of course, among friends. And it was just absolutely marvelous. And every story, to your point, Scott, every story was so compelling and moving. And of course, the setting was spectacular. But what I love more than anything, I shouldn't say more than anything, the thing that really capped it off, obviously, was when they squeezed an hour's worth of fireworks into 5 minutes around the Washington Monument. Oh, my gosh, was that something.
Which is how every fireworks show really should be.
Yeah, I agree.
Just bring it on. But that, I mean, fireworks on TV is normally very boring. Right. It was unbelievable. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe this. I mean, on television it looked good, so you know it had to be good. You had no problems leaving, like your colleague Rand Paul?
No, I didn't. I went out the west side, which was the right call. Chris and I, and not very many of us, went to the west gate. Which, by the way, we started going to the East Gate because that's the way we came in. Although that always bothered me because you could tell from the noise that there was more going on over there. Also, that's sort of the direction toward the hotels and things. So fortunately, we went out the West Gate, saw a few protesters here and there scattered about, very disrespectful people, but there weren't enough of them to be dangerous. And the biggest challenge was getting outside of the security zone where cars weren't allowed, so that we could get an Uber, but that took a lot of exercise and effort, but we did that. We were fine.
Howard in Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Howard.
Yes, yeah, so good morning. I have a question for the senator. Senator, my question is, we see all this violence going on in other states, not our state here, mm-hmm. thankfully, but we see it going on, and I don't understand why the state's attorneys, the district attorneys, the city attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, whatever, do not have to prosecute these people. I mean, whatever happened to disorderly conduct, assault, threatening people, all of these are common offenses, but yet if this attorney, the prosecuting attorney says, I'm not going to prosecute it, we just let it go by. They were elected to do a job, and if they're not doing their job, there must be something that you can do to them.
Before Senator Cramer answers, Howard, I do want to interject. We have seen it here. We saw it here, and I think if you go back and remember what we saw with the taunting of law enforcement officers and the horrible things they said. Mind you, we have documented cases of them following law enforcement officers to their homes. Okay, so this insanity, which, by the way, was funded by Soros and Earth Justice and all these people, all the same tentacles going on from Ferguson, Missouri, on through to Portland and everything else, did happen here. And I think the point he's making is a good one. I believe I saw far too many of the cases against some of the people that broke the law here dismissed as well in North Dakota. So this isn't just, in these far-off liberal lands. It's right here, Kevin. What do we do about it?
So a couple of things. So what you just described was, this was, this was the first cop-free zone in modern, American history, was right here, south of Mandan. But it was a flipped situation. In other words, that was a federal lands where laws were allowed to be broken, where criminals were allowed to gather to mastermind their crimes, and the federal government prevented our law enforcement from going in and stopping it and arresting them. Prevented, which is why they owe us $38 million in law enforcement costs, which is why I have held up and basically forced the Army to negotiate with North Dakota, even though they declined to do it in the first place, even though the Department of Justice says we can win. They've told me many times, we're going to win this case, this tort claim, which we now have won round one, or maybe the first two rounds now. And I think they're going to be in a more in a better mood to negotiate now that they found out that they can't get by with you. So that was really more of a federal problem. The new problem is, even though the chop zones of the world exist now in places like Seattle, it's the local mayors and the local governors that have called off the police. Because remember, the people you're talking about, these rioters and thugs and vandals and assaulters, this is the Democratic base. This is the Democratic Party's base voter. So these Democratic mayors and Democratic governors like Tim Walz, they don't want to irritate the base. They've unleashed the base. And the only time you're going to get prosecuted in a place like Minnesota is if you lash out against the vandal. So if the vandal comes into, you know, to your building and starts it on fire and you yell too loudly at them, they can run to Tim Walz and he's probably going to say, prosecute them for disorderly conduct, you know, the business owner. That's how screwed up the Democratic Party is in America today, folks. If that sounds extreme, just watch a little bit of TV. Just pay a little bit of attention. So, but we believe as conservatives that policing is a local matter. I believe that. It is a state issue. It is a local issue. Unless, of course, you're going after federal lands or federal properties like a courthouse or a post office. Then the federal police forces can intervene. But unfortunately, at this point, until somebody stands up against them, this is going to become the new culture. I'm so afraid of it. This is why being a silent majority is not enough. You've got to be a loud majority, and you've got to fight back. And I'm not suggesting fighting back with violence, because I guarantee you, if they punch you and you punch back, you're the one going to jail in a Democratic city.
Appreciate
not North Dakota.
Comment, Howard. Texter says, please express to Senator Kramer there are business owners that are too concerned about government control to take the SBA loans, even if they need them. To owe money to the government when socialism looms sounds like giving the government a way to take your land, your business, your freedom.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that's true. And if you can afford to not participate in those programs, I don't blame you a bit for not taking it. But we continue to fight against that as well, as you know. But it's also another reason why this election is so crucial, because I think we are at an inflection point in this country.
Well, I also think this CDC information now, correct me if I'm wrong, we know enough now to say, hey, okay, I just got a news alert that New Jersey just decided to go to 25% capacity on their restaurants. 25%. Imagine you own a restaurant in New Jersey, and this started for you in, you know, March, and just now you're getting the gift of being able to go to 25%. Are you kidding me? I mean, why this new CDC information wouldn't be connected to radically changing the reopening, so you don't need a round of more SBA loans or PPP or anything else, is to me the number one question right now. Do you agree?
I totally agree. And just remember, there are a whole bunch of these governors out there that want Donald Trump to fail. And the best way for the governor or President Trump to fail is for America's economy to tank. And so we've got a pretty big problem. We've got a pretty big problem because these Democratic mayors and governors they hate Donald Trump more than they love their own communities. And they figure if they can make it miserable enough, he'll lose. And then they don't have to, then they can deal with Joe Biden and they'll have the socialist mecca that they're hoping for.
We're on overflow mode with our texts and calls. And we have one segment left with Senator Kramer. We'll go to the lightning round next, brought to you today by DAC Diesel. You know, CJ and the team are waiting for you to give them a call right now and get in the queue to get that truck, that tractor, the semi rolling again. That's right. Anything diesel, they can help. DACDiesel.com. Call them at 701-258-5011.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry times with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Not the pizza guy. not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Back to the phones we go. We have Luke on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we're down in Lemoore doing a little waterline project. Doing some boring, doing some trenchless stuff there. We're also installing some drain tile. It's a little wet down here, wetter than most. Putting a septic tank in, running some 1-inch line for some telecom work. Kind of doing it all down here today.
Your company name is Red Trenchless. What's trenchless mean?
So trenchless means you're not going to disturb the topsoil, the subsurface. We're going to go down below. You're going to have an entry hole and an exit hole, and it's fairly painless, and it's fairly cheap. You know, it's affordable.
And folks can call for a free inspection, right?
That's correct. Yep. We'll come out and check out what you got going on, and it'll be a free inspection for you. And we're not afraid to travel. We work all over the state. We go far and wide.
Call them at 701-204-0404. Or Red Drilling, 2 D's, reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Employee pricing. You pay what we pay. And 2020 Buicks and GMCs, excluding the GMCs here, Aldi and HD. Also, don't forget Schwann's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty, the best lifetime powertrain warranty in the business. Not only on those Buicks and GMCs, but also those program cars and over 100 used pre-owned vehicles. In stock. Shop, click, drive, check them out now. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Chad emails, tell Senator Cramer he's my all-time favorite senator. Every time I hear him speak, I'm more enthused about him. Unfortunately, I live in Minnesota, so I guess I'll have to fix that so he can be my senator, too. So, a fan in Minnesota there, listening on the program.
I love it.
How about that? All right.
Let's... Jason Lewis.
Yes, that boy in Minnesota. That's going to be a fun one. Great race there, no doubt about it. A lot of focus on that one between now and November. Let's go. Don Bismarck for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello?
Don, go ahead with Senator Cramer. You're on, sir.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You know, I had a lot of respect for Jeff Sessions until his two wasted years as Attorney General. And we have Lindsey Graham talking all the time about getting to the origins of the Russian collusion. And I hear very little, if anything, out of there. He talked to Rosenstein. And Christopher Wray from the FBI is, I think, part of a deep state, and he's been an obstructionist in getting information that we need. And I believe that there was a subpoena issued to him by Grassley and Ron Johnson from the House Committee. So ISG's still in there. Hereward's got Durham, who's been working on getting a report. I guess, are you confident, Senator Cramer, that we're going to hear from Durham in the next couple weeks? Because 4 years have gone by, and we've gotten nothing. All those who have been very unhappy with how the Democrat Party was so instrumental in pursuing Russian collusion against Trump.
Well, first of all, I completely agree with your first statement about the two lost years with Jeff Sessions, which is why, by the way, he didn't win his own primary to get his old Senate seat back. That was a disaster, a two-year disaster, because not only did he remove himself from the Russian case, he basically removed himself from any responsibility to be the Attorney General of the United States. So that was lost. With regard to the rest of it, the Durham case is a little bit of the hang-up for Lindsey Graham and even the other senators you spoke of, Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson, that when there's an active case, and this is an active criminal case, and as you know, there's already been one conviction in it, it's a little harder for the Congress and the Senate to do the oversight that you seek, and that would be very public hearings and whatnot. My level of confidence, I wish I could be over, you know, I wish I'd give you the, I think the confidence you're hoping I can. I can't. I just don't know. I'm not on any of those committees. I'm not on judiciary. I'm not on, you know, finance or Homeland Security, rather. And so we'll just have to see. I know there's some intense work being done, a lot of investigation. Like I said, they've already gotten him to roll. Whenever you get the first conviction, there's always others to follow, nearly always anyway, because the settled conviction, the agreed to, is often the result, often results in information. And so I'm going to be hopeful, but I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch.
Don, appreciate the call. Texter says, I have two questions for your audience. Does anyone know a child who has been sick with COVID? Don't mean just tested positive, but was ill with symptoms. And does anyone personally know an instance where a child passed COVID to an adult? Yeah, they're called super spreaders by the local health groups. That's why they've gone to the extreme measures they have. I love where these terms come from, and I can't help but think, well, when will that be revised? From the CDC at some point. But,
yeah, I think everything I've ever heard, again, common sense, Scotty. How many people, non-symptomatic, how many diseases are we walking around with that we don't have symptoms for, but we don't get tested for all of them? And so that's another area of a legitimate skepticism, whether children even spread the disease, the virus, if they have it.
Senator Cramer? You, Senator Cramer, and Senator Oven will be hosting Dan Brulette, who is the Secretary of Energy, and I know he's one of the cabinet members you've been close with for some time. You have him in North Dakota, two roundtables, one on lignite, one on oil and gas tomorrow. Plus, he'll check out the nuclear arsenal at the Minot Air Force Base. What do you expect to come from that meeting, roundtable visit? What is your top hope?
So what I'm really hoping is I hope, as I do with every roundtable, just like we had a couple of weeks ago with our farmers, as always, I hope that the people on the ground here are blunt and open, free-flowing with information to the Secretary himself. The Secretary, Dan, is a very good friend. He and I were friends before I went to the Senate, long before I went to the Senate, before he went to Energy even as the deputy, and I supported him, in fact, on the day of his nomination. I was talking to the President about him. So there's no question that it'll be important, but the most important thing is that our producers talk. I think what we're going to learn is, you know, DOE has limited resources on the coal front. DOE is a research and development agency. They are definitely the nuclear agency. EPA really has more to do with energy policy and FERC. But he has all the advisory components for things like the IRS as it relates to 45Q credits, advisory to FERC with regard to price flooring. These are areas that I think make a big difference for places like Coal Creek Station, for example, and the future of coal. And so hopefully we'll have a good discussion about some of that. On the oil front, Dan was the man. I mean, Dan and I talked at least a couple of times a day during the OPEC Plus negotiations. Dan was the lead negotiator. for the president. He'd come out of meetings with the crown prince they're all princes and princesses, but the crown prince who governs, of course, but then the energy minister, the foreign minister, he'd come out of those meetings, give me a call, we'd talk, because as an armed services committee member, as you know,
darn important. That was certainly a lifesaver at the time. Out of time. We'll do it again next week. We'll see you tomorrow at the roundtable in Minot. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.